It's to improve TSA's counterterrorism focus through intelligence and cutting-edge technology. But I do have two other important goals, and those are to support the TSA workforce, and then third, to strengthen TSA's relationship with stakeholders and the traveling public. So those are my top three priorities.
What do you mean about strengthening the relationship?
So one of the issues that comes to bear is how TSA rules and regulations and policy affect not only the traveling public, but the stakeholders, whether it's the airlines or the airports or general aviation or cargo shippers, all these other businesses that are impacted by TSA. So making sure that there are open lines of communication, dialogue between those stakeholders and TSA.
Is that an issue that's been ongoing since the beginning of TSA, where there's
Sure.
that communication problem?
Well, I wouldn't say it's a problem. I just want to strengthen it. And obviously, TSA, without a confirmed administrator in the last 18 months, this gives me an opportunity as the new person to reach out and meet with, for example, last week I met with CEOs of two major airlines and a hotel chain. So that the idea of how is the traveling public and the airlines, how are they impacted, met with the movers and shakers of the general aviation community 2 weeks ago with Secretary Napolitano in Oshkosh. I've had a number of other meetings. I'm doing a series of town halls around the country with TSA employees to hear what their concerns are, what their issues, what's working well for them, and then what barriers are there to them doing their job to make TSA a great place to work. So a number of outreach opportunities like that.
Sure, TSA employees, the whole workforce, really do want to hear from you and learn
sure.
more about you, because one of the big issues that they've been dealing with, the issue of collective bargaining rights.
Right.
Where does that stand? What happens with that now?
So I'm doing an assessment, as I was asked to do before I took the job, if confirmed. I was asked to do an assessment of the pros and cons of collective bargaining as it may impact the men and women of TSA, but the overarching mission of TSA. And so that's when I describe these town halls that I'm having around the country and meeting with employees. I'm hearing from them firsthand how they believe collective bargaining would either help or not help them, and really what their issues are as to the best way that TSA can do the job that the American people expect of them in terms of providing security while also having that customer service aspect and responsibility also. So that's part of, so I'm doing an assessment, and at some point I will then make a decision or recommendation, depending on how that goes, and then we'll move forward from there.
Getting into the more philosophical realm of what it is you have to do, I've talked to others who have been up for the position and others who have observed that confirmation process. Mm. And in the position that you hold now, I'm hearing from a lot of different people, you need to be politically astute and savvy without being political. Mm. How do you walk that tightrope? What sort of advice would you give to others who also have to walk that fine line?
Well, first, I'm not sure I would recommend anybody go through the vetting, nomination, and confirmation process. That can be a challenging process. I was very fortunate, obviously, to get through that and with the support that I did. So that being said, obviously, you have to be sensitive to the issues that the policies and decisions that I would make or anybody in my position makes, again, that affects the commerce, the free movement of goods and people around this great country of ours, while providing the best possible security using the latest technology, techniques, tactics, training, all those things that can impact that quality. So it is a politically sensitive position, because some of the decisions that I make or somebody in my position may not be popular with people from the standpoint of providing security, but is important in my judgment based on my background and experience of what needs to be done to focus on a counterterrorism mission that TSA was created for.